mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Neil Young, who put out the Let's Roll song, cashing in after 9/11, buying into the official fraud, has now gone public that he's been conned about the war and a lot more. I first had a chance last night to hear a few of the songs online. We're going to play one of them, The Secret Garden, later in this hour. We have the director, the founder of Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership, Aaron Zellman, joining us, talking about some really scary gun control coming down the federal pike, coming up in 30 minutes. We'll take your calls right now, get into the Iran situation, this letter from their president to our president that was treated with the utmost of disrespect. I mean, even if Iran's evil and our government's loving and good, you still, consider a letter, especially one that's gracious, calling Bush his excellency and stuff. It's disgusting. So we'll get into that as well. And going up on Infowars.com, the next few minutes, we're going to have the article about a veteran. We have the police reports assaulted for simply talking about 9/11 being an inside job, and then banned from the VFW hall by the very person that assaulted him. So this is quite rich. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Let's talk to Mike in North Carolina. Mike, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks, Alex. First thing, this past semester, I'm a community college teacher, and I've screened American Dictators, Loose Change, Second Edition, and Painful Deceptions to my students, and I probably had a 90-95% wake-up rate.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, I spent about 15-20 minutes per class throughout the course of the semester leading up to the documentary unit, just going over the news off prisonplanet.com, whatreallyhappened.com, and I really think that helps set the stage for such an unprecedented wake-up rate amongst my students. So congratulations.
No, congratulations to you. Are you kidding? Did you get any feedback from other administrators or anybody?
No, I'm very surprised with the amount of autonomy that I was granted. None of the students complained. I think that they understood that I was just trying to get them to think. You know, whether or not they agreed with me or not, they knew I didn't care. I was just trying
to
get
them to think. Did you hold some type of vote, all of those that think it was an inside job, raise your hand and...
No, what it was is I had them, because we spent about 6 weeks...
Oh, yeah, write a report on it, yeah.
Yeah, they had to write a summary on Supersize Me, then one on Walmart or the Enron documentary, and then one of their choice. And a lot chose to write about Loose Change, and everything came back just totally positive. So
I tell you, that is so exciting.
Yeah, and then my other comment that I wanted to make is, has a caller called in about the new industrial metal outfit, Ministry, putting their new album out?
I'm told that Ministry is doing a music video. Dylan Avery is.
Oh, really? Yeah, because I know this new album...
It's about 9/11 being an inside job.
Totally. I mean, about 70-80% of the songs are about either Bush or Bin Laden, the war in Iraq, and it's just a total 60 minutes of hardcore political thrash. It's awesome.
Well, you know, Ministry 15 years ago had a song that would go, New World Order.
Yeah.
It would have Bush Sr. saying New World Order.
And I was wondering, would it be all right if I just took another moment or two and read out some of the lyrical passages that I've assembled?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, the first one is from a song called Butt Clowns. I've had to censor this a little bit. And the lines in this one go, I want to go to the circus of power, the circus they call Washington, a circle of dishonor. I want to round up the senators just like they did in Rome, feed these butt clowns to the lions, then I can go home. And there's just a whole bunch of just golden political lyrics on this album.
Is that album out yet?
Yes, it came out on the 2nd of May.
What's the name of it?
Rio Grande Blood.
Rio Grande Blood. I'll have to get a copy. Maybe we'll play some of it. All right, thank you. Very exciting call as well. More calls, more news, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gee, honey, your feet look great in those sandals.
Thanks. Last summer I was too embarrassed by my nails to wear them.
Well, your toenails sure look clear and healthy now. Makes me feel terrible about mine. See, this one looks thick, that one's yellow.
What you need is Nonex Nail Gel. Nonex clears out the buildup that discolors toenails and fingernails. It's called keratin debris. Just apply Nonex daily.
And I'll have clear, healthy-looking toenails?
Just look at mine.
Podiatrist recommended Nonex Nail Gel. Now at Walgreens, Longs, Eckerd Pharmacy, Rite Aid, and Brooks Pharmacy in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.org.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. Aaron Zellman, Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership, is coming up here in about 22 minutes to talk about some new gun control legislation. And then he's a reporter who's been inside Fallujah during the war. He's been all over Iraq and the Middle East many times, Dar Jamal. He was just here last night in Austin giving a speech, and he'll be joining us again coming up in the next hour. For those that just joined us, we covered an Associated Press report about how the Mexican government brags and our government admits that the Border Patrol and others surveil the Minutemen and tell the Mexican troops and government their exact location at all times. Meanwhile, the government encourages American citizens to tattle on each other for anything and everything, but citizens peacefully calling the Border Patrol when they see hordes of illegal aliens and criminal smugglers, why their evil vigilantes and the Mexican government takes pot shots at them, routinely shoots at them, and has killed many police officers and others, but that's okay. Mexico's our friend. It's outrageous. Meanwhile, a few days ago, I'm sure most of you are aware, the president of Iran sent a letter via the Swiss embassy to Condoleezza Rice and President Bush. And I suggest you just type letter from Iranian president to President Bush into Google. You can read the actual letter itself. It is a groveling letter. He is begging Bush to be Christian, and he is begging Bush to not attack them. He is telling Bush that he's a great leader, that he is he's an excellency, and that they just want to live in peace, and that they forgive us basically for overthrowing their country in 1953, which was a pro-America peaceful government, by the way. Our government carried out terror attacks to blame it on Mossadegh. That's admitted, declassified, CIA.gov. And he brings up how we blew up their jetliners and how we've had sanctions on them and all of this. And Iranians never done this. And geopolitical experts, even conservative experts who studied the Persians, looked at this and they said, this is unprecedented. This is major face loss for him, especially since Bush snubbed it. These are very proud people. This is unheard of, unprecedented, never happened. Rice was very arrogant, giggled about it. I've got her snide comments here. This is nothing new. This is blah, blah, blah. This is manipulative. We're not even responding to it. This is Iran trying to put out the olive branch. And by the way, Iran has never said they'd wipe Israel off the map. Iran has said if they're attacked, they will wipe it off the map. And Israel said that back. After Israel a few months ago said, we will attack you with nukes, they said, okay, well, we'll wipe you off the map too. When Bush and Cheney and Bolton said, we'll cause you great pain and suffering, they said, well, please don't do that. We want to work things out with you. I read the actual quotes by the president of Iran. Please don't do that, but we can also cause you great pain and suffering. Well, our media took it and just, Iranian president, we'll cause you great pain and suffering. That's like if I say, I'm coming over to your house and I'm going to kill you. And you say, over my dead body, I'm going to fight back. It might just be you that's pushing daisies. Alex Jones threatened me. Can you believe it? But again, we have an American people, two-thirds of which can't find Iraq or Iran or India or Pakistan on a map. I mean, how do you miss India? It sticks out. The vast majority of Americans don't know how many continents there are, and I talk about this every year, that they just had the same big national geography study of college graduates and college students. You get the same numbers with adults. I mean, I'll have debates with adults who have multiple degrees. I'll be arguing with somebody at a coffee shop or, you know, at the grocery store. Every once in a while they'll walk over and argue, and they'll always laugh. Man, you make up a lot of stuff. You claim there's cross-species, genetic-engineered species. There's no such thing. I took biology. And I go, when did you take it? 20 years ago? Well, yeah, I was 76. Well, just type spider goats into Google, and you'll get CBS Nightly News. I mean, it's admitted, sir. Most of the foods we eat are cross-species. That's a lie. I used to respect you. I don't now. You're a liar. Okay, fine. Thank you. Or a guy, some yuppie will ride by on some $50,000 Harley. This has happened like twice. And go, hey, punk, keep talking about your black helicopters. And I'll go, hey, excuse me, why don't you come back and argue about it? I might get off this cycle and do something else. And of course, my eyes start bugging out of my head and they just ride off. But the point here is I'm sick of it. I'm tired of you being dumb. Look, I'm not that smart. I don't have that high view of myself. I really don't. I'm amazed by the skilled craftsmen I know, these incredible carpenters. I'm amazed by farmers and ranchers I know and the skills they know. I'm amazed by doctor's skills. I'm amazed by chiropractor skills. I'm amazed by school teachers. And I'm amazed by artisans and filmmakers and musicians I know. I don't have that high view of myself. I can't play a harmonica, much less a violin. I don't know how to you know, build a barn in 2 days. I don't know how to do a lot of things. I don't know all the football and baseball scores either. And you see, you're not dumb out there. You've been diverted. You're experts on how to act cool, how to have a bunch of friends, how to have all the leisure you can, how to max out your credit cards. You're an expert on how to go play pool every night and get drunk. You're an expert on how to have the best cosmetics and sleep with the most men if you're one of the women out there. You're an expert on all this stuff, but you don't know anything about the world. Do you know about the sun's history? Do you know about the planets? Do you know the order of the planets? Do you know just basic stuff? Do you know who invented the light bulb? Do you know who invented electricity or who captured it first? It was one of our founding fathers. I mean, do you know who our founding fathers were? Do you know what the first 10 amendments to the Bill of Rights are? Well, I got rights. My rights ain't been taken. Well, they're being taken. They're being dismantled. Do you know your rights? No, you don't know them. So I'm not some arrogant person up here pontificating. I'm scared. I'm really freaked out. Because we have a government engaging in every telltale sign, every key indicator, every signature, every wavelength, all the modus operandi, the classic MO of really scary tyrants. I don't mean the type of tyrant that's just a dictator and steals from people and is a little bit corrupt. I mean, I'm talking about mechanized extermination. I'm talking about real slave pit type stuff. I'm talking about the worst stuff in history we've seen. The exact same thing manifesting with a high-tech overlay grid merged with it. And I see the general public, man, they're in la-la land. Driving around smiling, listening to the rock and roll music, just or going to their church, you know, the Lord's coming soon, thank God they're trying to microchip us, thank God all these Latin American presidents are trying to make their people take them. Oh, I'm glad things are getting bad, it means I'll be out of here soon. You're not a real Christian, folks, if you don't have a burning desire to warn other people. If you don't have a burning desire to try to fight this evil, I mean, your discernment's gone. You're gone. You're not going where you think you're going. That freaks me out. That scares me. That it's just neocon talk radio, fake conservative talk radio, covers up for all of Bush's spending and his gun control and his doubling the size of every major federal agency and all the horrors and doubling the money for Health and Human Services and the CPS and just everything evil he's doing. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's all off the Richter scale. I'm shocked. I'm taken back. I mean, I can't believe how they're just doing it all out in the open. Yeah, the NSA's spying on you. Fourth Amendment says we're allowed to spy without warrants when it says the exact opposite. Well, people don't know how many continents there are. They're certainly not going to know what the first 10 amendments are, and they're not going to know what the Fourth Amendment is, or they think they know because the TV tells them. The Fourth Amendment means you have the right to be spied on for your safety. That's what they're saying. Oh, I have my right to be spied on, Mr. Jones. Shut up! I mean, I read these articles in the financial papers, Wall Street Journal today. Everybody's celebrating. Oh, the Dow's broken the record. Oh, 11,600 and something. It's back. The economy's back. Oh, no. In mid-2000, the economy crashed. We had a deep recession. We would have had a depression, which would have been milder compared to what it's going to be. But like a heroin addict who gets addicted, they just took even more instead of going through withdrawals. And the Federal Reserve doubled the money in the next 5 to 6 years. Doubled it. Now Bernanke's in there. He's saying he's going to double that in two. The dollar is imploding. And of course the stock market's at 11,000. Of course it is. If you've doubled the money supply, that means the stock market's at 6,000 something. And I know I keep saying that, but I mean, come on, people. Okay, you don't know how many continents there are. Basic stuff like that. You don't know what the Fourth Amendment is. You don't know what the Tenth Amendment is. You don't even know what the whole First Amendment is. Most people think they do. And I'm talking about the general public listening, not our longtime listeners who are smarter than I am or more informed on this issue than I am. I mean, we're in trouble, folks, when you don't even know the dollar's tanked and you don't even know they're printing money like Germany was before the crash. I mean, I'm upset about this, and it's going to be painful. There's going to be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. You're going to be so freaked out, and you're going to go right to the very government that's going to engineer it all. They're going to have make-work programs. It's going to be tattletale squads. Instead of building dams and government buildings, you're going to be building FEMA camps, and you're going to be tattling on neighbors. They've openly announced it. Our whole economy is going to shift into this hellish thing, and to do anything, you know, to make $20,000 a year when it's worth $10,000 a year, and to stomp around in some uniform, that's all you'll have is your dumb uniform, you're going to do it. You're going to help kill this country for the very people that did this to us. I mean, that's the sick thing about the New World Order, is they do it to you, and then you thank them while they do it as your savior. They blow up buildings right in front of you. They got declassified documents saying they carry out terror attacks. And it's like talking to a bunch of Well, a bunch of ignorant savages are smarter than you. I mean, you people are as dumb as dirt.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Bible prophecy talks about the United States, British Commonwealth, Russia, China, and the communist world in the last days? Did you know that it predicts a confrontation between atheistic communism and the Western world of Christianity? The plans have already been laid and they conform to Bible prophecy. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while our operators are standing by to take your call.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yo, hey, how's it going, Alex? Yo, I realized you were talking about you were making a new film. You don't even have a title for it. I have a couple suggestions. The first one is government, the ultimate inside job, or just inside jobs of the government.
Inside jobs of the government.
Yes. Of government.
Or terrorism, an inside job, something like that.
Yeah, pretty much. Another quick point, if you have enough time. Is, believe it or not, the hip-hop community, at least the underground parts of it, are actually aware and awake to this 9/11 and inside jobs and the CIA being responsible for distributing drugs in America. I know you were talking about the prison industrial complex and...
No, I know a lot of the underground hip-hop, the stuff that didn't get played on stations or picked up by MTV, that's some of the best out there. I mean, I can't listen to the mainstream hip-hop, but you listen to a lot of the alternative, Paris and others, Immortal Technique, and it's all about 9/11 being an inside job, you name it.
Remo Conscious, to name a few ones. And actually, one of them, who's mainstream, actually spoke about this in a quick blurb. I don't know if you ever heard of Jadakiss from The Locks. He actually had a song out there that was pretty popular. It was called Why.
Yeah, Brought Down the Towers.
That's the one.
And then there's also, if you look at some of the music... That Eminem's put out. He also did a music video with Gorilla News Network.
Oh, you're talking about the one that got censored and they changed the ending to vote instead of Bush being impeached?
Yes.
Another thing is I'm a longtime listener and I've been trying to do my part on MySpace, on Facebook. I've actually started up the 9/11 Truth Movement on Facebook. All you got to do is go to NJIT and just do a search on 9/11 Truth Movement. And actually, I also put up a post on where you can view Loose Change, first and second edition, on Google, on video.google.com.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's talk to Travis in Ohio. Welcome.
Hey, Mr. Jones. I'm a huge fan. It's a real honor to actually talk to you.
Honor to talk to you. What's on your mind?
Well, sir, actually, I want to say I'm in Kentucky, but I'm right across the river. But, yeah, George Bush will be speaking up here at Northern Kentucky University on the 19th of this month. And I just wanted to try to get the word out for anybody in this area who doesn't know about it. There will be a few protests, not many, though, and most of the people that I've talked to through the campus organizations, all the Democrats, are like, no, we don't want any crazy people up here talking crazy stuff and all that sort of crap. They're like, just try to keep it on the issues, as they would say, but...
the left gatekeepers who work for Hillary Clinton and others trying to minimize and control any movement against Lord Bush, who's their boss.
And I've been arguing about Hillary for the, I'd say, about the past year that this is who's going to be coming. And everybody's like, well, she'll do all right. She'll be good. She'll be all right. She'll be good. And I'm sorry.
Well, she's even... thanks for the call. She's even more pro-war than George Bush, and the neocons now are starting to love her. That's right. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Phil in Maryland. You're on the air.
Alex, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Through doing research on the Internet, something unrelated woke up to all this. It's been less than a year, actually, and have been just a voracious reader of trying to inform myself.
Well, that's a sure sign of being with Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, right. I have in-laws in Houston, and I just, sent them the scanned images of the Texas, whatever it is, if you wear Levi jeans, and they're slowly waking up.
The terror handbook saying that if you're a land rights activist or wear Levi's, you're a terrorist, yeah.
Listen, my brother is a general aviation pilot, and back in 2000 and 2002, we fly, down to Florida, go fishing or something, and... I turned my cell phone on in his plane. We were at about, in a general aviation Cessna, you can't go above, say, 8. And if you don't have a compressed cabin above 10,000, you're supposed to be on oxygen. So even at, say, I think we were like maybe 5,500 feet, to get some smooth air. And pilots are knowledgeable about FM frequencies, AM frequencies. They fly to a radio beacon at night with visual flight.
I understand, yes.
So these commercial pilots, they understand that cell phones don't work in a steel tube at 30,000 feet. And I was talking to my brother, who's a little skeptical about this, and I said, let's just say his name is Joe, and our last name is Smith. I said to my brother, Joe, Joe, when's the last time you called Mom and said, hi, Mom, this is Joe Smith, using your last name? Which is what is brought up.
Oh, yeah, the calls. Hello, this is Joe Smith, your son. The terrorists have me.
Yeah.
And I'm calling from 30,000 feet.
Yeah. Hi, this is Alex Jones, Come on. Now, Alex, last night ABC aired the bird flu movie, and I watched most of it. But he didn't bring that up, so this...
Well, stay there. I didn't see it. So give us your take on it real quick, then we'll go right to Aaron Zellman, JPFO director, with the update on the Second Amendment, because we're evil liberals. We're pro-gun, anti-Hillary. You got to get ready. We're now the liberals.
March, the Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Cutting into that rebroadcast now. We're live. It's Monday, the 15th day of May, 2006. I'm Alex Jones, your host. If you were listening towards the end of the first hour, I called in via cell phone because, believe me, I wouldn't miss an important broadcast day like this for almost anything. But and I'm going to get into that news, what brought me back in today. I got a call early this morning that my best friend from childhood, who lives here in Austin, Texas. We both grew up in Dallas, but he and his family lived out here in Austin. Had gotten real sick yesterday, and he went to the hospital and is going to die any minute, they're saying. When I got there, they had already resuscitated him. He'd already died once, and I was actually able to talk to him, and he was conscious and nodding yes, you know, shaking his head no and not asking questions, but then his blood pressure dropped again. He's got total organ failure. It's really a mystery because he wasn't a very big drinker, didn't use drugs. Who knows what it is nowadays that causes things like this to happen. They'll know more once they get tests back. But it reminds us all how transitory, how quick life goes by and how precious it is. Every day above ground is a good day. And when we die, it's really, you know, what we've done in our lives, what we've stood up for, the good things we've done, the children we've reared, the ideas we've put forward, the stands we've taken. And my good friend Ryan Baxter, the great guy who I've known since I was 2 years old, he's 33 years old, is, for all intents and purposes, the doctors are saying there's, you know, no way. I mean, they've got him on a ventilator. And it's interesting, you know, we did that show Friday, which, again, I say I don't even believe in it because I don't get into stuff like that, but we had the three-star general on, Stubblebine, who headed up the Army's program for remote viewing. And I talked about how most people have the experience of, you think about your grandmother, you worry about your grandmother, you haven't called her in 2 months, and you call, you know, you dial her, and she's just died. And yesterday, I spent half the day with my family. I try to squeeze that in. I've been finishing this new film, Terror Storm. I think that's going to be the title. Came up with that in-house here. I appreciate all the listeners that submitted all their great ideas as well. And it was about 8 o'clock at night. I'd gotten back up here, and I was working on the film with Rob. And I just kept thinking about Ryan. I said, you know, I don't have his number here at the office. I just need to call him. He'd been calling me the last few months, and I've been so busy, I hadn't been calling him back. And I just kept thinking about him. And it's just really weird. And then I woke up this morning, well, actually in the middle of the night. I'd gone to bed about 2:30, and I woke up about 4 o'clock, and I rarely wake up. And I was... I had a really weird dream. I'm not going to go into it. But the point is there's a lot of weird stuff going on in the world. And what we see, what we think reality is only the surface of things. And I know he's going to a better place. I tell you, it was one of the most poignant things I've ever seen. When I first got there about 8:30 in the morning, he died just about an hour before. And they, you know, again, resuscitated him. And they hopped him up on a bunch of drugs that would keep his blood pressure up while he was on the ventilator. And imagine, you're conscious, you're awake, you know you're dying, you hear doctors around you talking about how you're going to die, and he's looking around him, he's clearly responding, he's squeezing your hand, you know, you say, do you hear me? And he squeezes your hand real hard. And this real nice black lady, this chaplain, comes in, because the family's Christian. And they ask her to pray with him and to basically read him the last rites. And she's talking to him about the Holy Spirit and about Jesus Christ. And he did not want to hear that he's going to die. And barring a miracle, he is. He may even be dead right now. And so to make a long story short, she starts, and again, it wasn't that he was upset, because I know he's a Christian, about hearing about Jesus and heaven and accepting Jesus and all of that. It was that he didn't want to hear he was going to die. And he started trying to get up. They had him restrained, get up out of the bed. And he started basically starting to flail a little bit. He was really fighting. And I said, so you want to hang on? You want to fight? You want to be resuscitated again if you die again? He's like nodding his head and squeezing my hand. And then his blood pressure dropped again. His pupils went from, you know, small in that brightly lit room to just totally, I guess they call it like shark eyes, just where it's black. So he's in almost, I guess, we've got his brainwaves like in a coma right now. And, again, it's hard to come into a radio show when your best friend, and I wouldn't say we've grown apart, it's just I don't have a lot of friends. All I do is work and then spend time with my family. But, I mean, I remember being 5 years old, going fishing with him. Our families would go down to the coast together, you know, building sandcastles. I remember when we grew up across the street from each other in Dallas, and you know, playing Army in the woods, and Batman and Robin running around on our Hot Wheels, and all of that, and being in Big Bend. And one time Ryan went running and jumped off a rock about 5 feet down, yelling Spider-Man right on top of giant cactus. That was something else. But here, now today, forever gone, that's really how it works. And I want everybody to remember that. Are all your cars and your money and acting cool and your fake George Bush stickers or your stupid Bill Clinton stickers, none of that's going to mean anything in the end. I mean, what matters is knowing the truth and being involved and standing up for what's good and standing up against evil and knowing the truth about the world and raising strong families, because I could die today and I'd be happy. I'd be happy with my life. I'd be proud of my life. There's a lot of work I haven't done, a lot of work I want to do. I love life. But I could die right now and know I've lived a fulfilled life, and I'm at peace with that. Obviously, I have a very dangerous job, and I know that. But at the same time, when somebody you know and love is dying, you get really sad, but at the same time, it makes you happy that you're still alive and you can walk outside the beautiful day and see the pretty trees and the blue sky and hear the birds singing. But at the same time, you have a little bit of guilt that, you know, I'm alive, I'm vibrant, I'm virile, I'm here, I'm potent, I'm hard charging through life. And it just really makes you sad for those out there that you know who the door of life is closing on them. But I'm not trying to do a pre-eulogy here. It's just a lot of people I've known last year. I went to like 4 funerals last year. And I guess this year's off to a, I guess we're in the middle of the year now. It's off to a sad start as well. But there's so much life around us, and that's part of God's plan, part of the cycle. When somebody's taken at a young age, it's it makes it that much harder to deal with. Sitting here, there's also the mystery of why his organs are basically liquefying. And basically the drugs they've got him on are just keeping his core alive. But I'm getting off into side issues, ladies and gentlemen. It's hard to cover the news when stuff like this is going on. But let me shift into the news why I'm here, why I left the hospital and came in here, because this must be discussed. It must be talked about. George Bush's approval rating has hit 29%. Conservatives will accept his anti-gun stance. They will accept his spending more than all presidents before him combined stance. They like the fact that he attacked Iraq. They think that's macho and tough. They think that's manly. They think that's American. It's not. But they will not put up with the open borders and the illegal aliens running around saying this is Aslan, this is Mexico. And what Bush is doing is a microcosm of what Governor Rick Perry has done, what the governor of New Mexico has done, and even what Arnold has talked about doing, and that's smoke and mirrors. The governor of Texas, Rick Perry, who's chief of Texas-Mexico Affairs, is a Mexican citizen and a registered lobbyist of the government of Mexico. That is patently illegal in my view, and I've looked at some of the laws, but these people don't seem to care. And it was his border advisor when Perry's numbers started sliding over the border issue massively just a few months ago as he goes into this election that's coming up, this gubernatorial election. Rick Perry said, I'm going to put troops on the border. In big press conferences, George Bush came down here to Texas. They went down on the South Texas border. That's a huge war zone. State Department's listed it more dangerous than the West Bank of Israel. 3 travel advisories last year, 1 advisory this year not to go there. And you know the facts of what's happened. Car bombings, machine gunnings, death, mass kidnappings, cops being killed, citizens being killed. It's unbelievable. You talk about terrorist attacks, a war zone, South Texas is it, in the border region. And so Rick Perry, then you look at the details of what he did, the governor, and it was 100 police and state guard and national guard mixed with border patrol, 100 over the next year. And you average it out, it's about 12 people in one-month rotations throughout the next, that'd be less. It's 8 people each month through the next 12 months. So. But Perry, in a speech, said 100, but then you broke it down. It was each month. And that's exactly what Bush is doing. Bush is binding and tying like railway cars connected to an engine on the train track. And the engine is amnesty that he calls the guest worker program. That'll be the biggest amnesty in U.S. history of conservatively, and it's conservative, 25 million illegal aliens. Much higher than 14 million. We have the federal numbers. They're cooking the numbers when you hear 14. That's just what the census picked up, but the welfare bureaus have got the number of 24 million, and it's rapidly climbing by 3 million a year, 2 million illegal, 1 million legal, and then, of course, the number should be 4 million, but 1 million do go back each year, but it's a total increase of 3 million. And so what they've done is they have Bush's amnesty plan that in 2 State of the Unions, he's told us, is not an amnesty, but it's for 6 years. I mean, what do you call this? For 6 years, anyone who's here or anyone who can get here is instantly legalized, gets green card status, and is put in the pike to get their citizenship within 4 years. So anyone who gets here for the next 6 years will be instantly legalized. So that's even more, over and above the $25 million that are currently here. It allows corporations to bring in unlimited unskilled and unlimited skilled. You thought, what is it, over 80% of the high-tech jobs in the last decade going overseas to India and China? You thought that was bad. That 20% will be displaced now by Indians and Chinese and other Eastern Europeans, but predominantly Indians, being brought into the U.S. And then, of course, unlimited skilled workers, unlimited unskilled, and the corporations can literally just bust the Latin Americans in. It will instantly end, quote, the illegal alien problem. Yes, you're not going to see the illegal border crossers anymore because they will be totally legalized instantly and can instantly flood across the border, totally unabated. And that is the plan. We've read the bill on air. We've had Tom Tancredo on. We've had Ron Paul about the bill. There's been hundreds of articles I've seen. I'm sure you've read many of them. We post them on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com that detail all this. And it's just in your face. They call it a guest worker program. It's total complete amnesty. And then they're going, just like Rick Perry did, when Rick Perry put 100 people on the border, he didn't even in his speeches say it was to stop illegal aliens, what he calls migrants. He said, yes, the border's real dangerous and it's bad. We've got to control our borders, and they'll be there fighting drugs and the coyotes and the crime. So that's what's happening. And so the same model that New Mexico and Texas have engaged in of putting state guard on the border is what Bush is going to do with some paltry number. And he's already backtracking from the news announcements Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, where he's going to secure the border, to telling the Mexican government, don't worry, I'm just going to put a few thousand National Guard on the border to deal with the, quote, crime. Meanwhile, of course, the Bush administration is really reporting every movement via the Border Patrol, taking up their precious scant resources to report to the Mexican government the location of all the Minutemen. So the Minutemen are vigilantes because they're reporting criminals coming across the border, but Bush tells the public to spy on their neighbors domestically here in the U.S., but then it's okay to have the Border Patrol spy on the Minutemen. So here's the first spin out. Bush set to send guard to border. Assignment would be temporary. Critics cite strain on troops. And then they've got the illegal aliens are going to come out and protest Bush now, and that will fool millions of Americans. They'll see, well, Bush has finally gotten tough. He is got the illegal aliens protesting him now, and the illegal alien protests are wildly unpopular, right at 90%. It was in the high 80s before the protest that backfired on Rob Allen and Co. that Bush and Fox hired the PR firm to stage all this. They thought it would work. It blew up in their face, and they can't unring that bell. And so now Bush is in a free fall with his poll number, so he's going to engage in this smoke and mirrors of how he's going to put troops on the borders. But he's attaching that. He's sending it to Congress. He's announcing legislation to add to the legislation he introduced 2 years ago through the Democrats, working with him as usual, and Republican leadership, to attach, hey, I'm going to put troops on the borders and this guest worker program. That'll fix the illegal alien problem. So give me this, and I'll give you that. And Bush did this, too, with the Second Amendment. Remember during the campaign he gave speeches about how he must defend the individual's right to the Second Amendment? And then people ask his lawyers, well, what's he mean by that? And he goes, well, within the law, meaning that the little laws or regulations they pass supersede the Second Amendment. And then he doubles the size of the BATF and starts changing regulations using regulatory measures instead of laws to attack the Second Amendment viciously. And we had Aaron Zellman on about that last week. So, and then I go in a gun shop and I'm told I'm a liar, George Bush, it wasn't for the assault weapons ban, why they heard his speech. Doesn't matter if he lobbied for it, pushed it, tried to reauthorize it. Doesn't matter what he's really doing. It just feels good to suck your thumb like an idiot and be fooled and be conned. I don't know why so many people want to lie to themselves. Why so many people want to be conned. Why you want to be stupid. Why you want to believe frauds. Why you think it's cute. I see these people with George Bush stickers all over their cars and sportsman for Bush and all this. And I mean, you're being fooled. You're being conned. It's like you want, you know, timeshares that didn't exist or mining shares that didn't exist. I mean, you've been ripped off and you will not get out of the first phase. People always, when they get ripped off, at first they're in denial. But you people have been in denial. It's the same thing when a Democrat's in office. The whole New World Order agenda will just continue on and suddenly the Democrats will all be defending it and Republicans will all be screaming bloody murder about it. Look, I scream bloody murder when communist Chinese take over our bases. When Clinton's in, I scream bloody murder when they do it. When Bush is in, I don't change. This is not a radical broadcast, okay? We just cover the facts. I'm sorry, the truth to some people sounds radical, but Bush is a sniveling puppet of the globalists that are breaking down the sovereignty of this country and foreclosing on it and consolidating it and looting it. And I this morning, driving into the hospital to visit, again, my friend is dying. May already be dead, but folks should pray for him. I would ask you to do that. I knew about tuning into Neocon Talk Radio. I hear that, man, this is great. Bush is really doing something. And they do this by creating a false debate. They had guests on who were saying, we're against this. We're immigrant rights groups. Bush is a fascist pig, basically. This will hurt our immigrants. And then people see the Reconquistas attacking him and think, oh, he must be good. And they just fooled you again. And I just get so tired of it. I get so tired of the good cop, bad cop stuff. I just want to save this country. We'll come back into more news. Take your calls.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You've got to really be taken back by the hubris, the arrogance of Bush and his handlers, his globalist crime syndicate controllers, that they get up there and propose total amnesty. They've been doing this for 2 years, more than 2 years now, as the way to fix illegal immigration. Well, yeah, they'll just totally capitulate to it. We'll end the war. We'll surrender. is the whole response. We'll strike our colors. We'll hoist down our flag and run up the white flag. And that he's going to be defended by the entire host of neocons. He's going to be, it's already happening, the lying. It's a new hoax. A new hoax. And Bush is saying, don't worry, I'm only going to put them down there a few months. Just pass my legislation. In the meantime, for amnesty, I mean, guest worker program. In the meantime, I'll put some troops on the border. And don't worry, we'll have lots of TV images of troops apprehending a few thousand illegal aliens on the Texas and New Mexico and Arizona and Southern California border. No, what they need to do is start going after the employers. And you're like, well, they did a few months ago. They arrested over 1,000 illegal aliens, 1,200 total. About 200 of those were employers, though, from one crate company. Well, why didn't they go after Walmart? Why didn't they go after Target? Why didn't they go after these auto plants? Why didn't they go after Cargill and Tyson Chicken and Tyson Packing? Oh, believe me, I mean, it's almost all illegal aliens there. In fact, those companies, some of them had paid leave for the illegal aliens back on May Day. Oh, you go ahead and leave. You go protest. We're all for you. Yes, yes, yes. I mean, think about it. If they arrested 1,000 illegal aliens a day for 365 days, that would be less than 1% of the 25 million that are in this country. Or let's say there's only 14 million. That'd be less than 2%. It's a joke. It's a joke. And again, you've got a general public in major studies they have every year. A new one just came out 2 weeks ago. We covered it here. Over two-thirds can't find places like Pakistan. A third can't find Iraq. In some cases, it's 90-plus percent can't find other major places like Nigeria, South Africa. And they've had major studies where upwards of 90% of high school seniors don't know who the vice president is. And adults aren't much different. I mean, the studies were 18 to 24. I mean, I talk to people who've got degrees, and they don't know which end is up. But they'll argue with you, though. They haven't read books, three or four books on Iraq's history, three or four books on Iran's history. They haven't read four or five books on the Iraq War. They haven't interviewed probably, I don't know, 50, 60 guests on the first Iraq War, say 150 guests or more on the second Gulf War, top generals, congressmen, experts, people that have been there, journalists. They I watch Fox TV, I watch CNN, and everything's great, and George W. is good, and just shut up, Alex. Just shut up. Christine, Kerry, Skunk, Dave, Tim, we'll start your calls when we get into the next hour. I got a bunch of other news, too. This is out of the Australian mainstream news. Building top floors closed after brain tumor alert from cell phone tower. I mean, this is really starting to break into the mainstream consciousness. And there's a bunch of other news on Iran, a ton of issues coming up in the third hour. Before I do that, I just want to briefly at the end of this hour tell you that the tickets are going fast to our huge 9/11 conference we're going to have with Professor Stephen Jones and Professor Fetzer and other surprise guests, Webster Tarpley, myself. My new film will be debuted there, Terror Storm. Southern California, L.A., downtown Sheraton, and that's going to be the 24th and 25th of June. Get your tickets at Infowars.com right now. That's Infowars.com. Don't wait or call and get your tickets. 888-253-3139. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645. Hello.